Governor Peter Shumlin's plan to consolidate the state's 911 call centers is coming under fire. The governor wants to cut the number of dispatch centers in half, from 4 down to 2. He says that'll save $1.7 million a year, which he says is vital in light of Vermont's current budget shortfall. But as VPR's Nina Keck reports, emergency responders and local lawmakers argue the plan will jeopardize public safety and cost valuable jobs.
Seth Bride is a full-time Rutland City firefighter who works part-time in Rutland handling 911 calls. Bride feels that dispatchers at the state's four public safety answering points, better known as PSAPs, are already stretched thin, handling more than 160,000 calls last year alone. He says the governor's plan to have fewer dispatchers handling more calls over a larger territory is a mistake.
Well, it worries me because on more instances than I can count, we have had 911 call takers call in, and they are looking for help but don't know an address. They give us, I'm off this road next to Mr. Bill's farm stand. I am by the monument. With four of us in the room at the Rutland PSAP, we have had many times where we can turn around and say, we've been there, we know that address, this is where they're at, we can get them help right away.
The state currently employs 72 full-time and 33 part-time dispatchers. Under the governor's consolidation plan, Rutland's dispatch center would move to Rockingham and then to Westminster, where a new state police barracks is planned. Derby's call center would move to Williston. Vermont Public Safety Commissioner Keith Flynn says the mergers will mean more dispatchers will be at work in each remaining call center. He believes that will improve safety and response times, cut costly overtime, and allow more flexibility in scheduling.
Neither the governor or I would be doing this if we believed for one moment that law enforcement, EMS responders, or firefighters were in any way going to be jeopardized by this move.
Rutland Senator Kevin Mullen isn't convinced and says it's unfortunate that Derby and Rutland, two communities hit hard economically, are the ones to lose jobs. While Commissioner Flynn says the state plans to cut roughly 14 full-time positions, Mullen says Rutland area emergency responders believe the number will be higher.
And this is a region of the state that has been devastated economically by a number of things, including the fire at Rutland Plywood, the closing of Sears, the closing of Aubuchon's, the soon-to-be closing of J.C. Penney's.
Pittsford Representative Butch Shaw, an assistant fire chief, says Rutland County lawmakers are not giving up. Shaw says during the recent budget address, the governor challenged lawmakers to find better ways to cut the budget. And Shaw and Mullen say they're working hard to do that. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.